You're listening to episode 80 of the Mad Chatters Podcast, April 6th, 2016.
Most everyone's mad here.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mad Chatters Podcast, your very important date with the happenings at Walt Disney World and around the Disney universe. My name is Derek, and joining me today are my fellow hosts, Matthew.
Howdy.
And Jeremy.
What are we going to do at this park now that everything's shut down? I'm quoting every person that walks into Hollywood Studios these days.
True story. Let's talk about that for a second, because I saw a lot of pictures this weekend now that they've shut down. Let's see, Lights, Motors, Action, done, gone. Streets of America, all walled up, done.
Gone.
The map. You look at the map of the park, and they've eliminated those areas from the map. So, like, it stops at Muppet's Courtyard, which is what it's calling that area now, and like Pixar Place. Like, it stops at those two places, which is so weird.
That means Honey, I Shrunk the Kids' Play Place gone.
Yep.
As well.
I think that quick service studio catering company.
Yeah. Gone.
Yep.
Pretty much that park capacity has been cut in half there because even though there was nothing back there, it still was space.
Nobody ever went back there.
Yeah. They could put guests, I guess. You know,
Streets of America was definitely one of those places where it's like, oh, I don't think we're supposed to be back here.
Exactly. I cannot tell you. Every time I went there and we walked, like actually went on it, walk down the Streets of America and saw all that stuff, you'd hear people, like, as soon as you pass through the entryway, like, are we supposed to be here? Like, I feel like we're going backstage somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, well, bingo! That would be the theme if this park made any freaking sense.
But they did add this week that new Star Wars stage show. Ooh. Star Wars: A Galaxy Far, Far Away.
I can't stand this kind of junk. I know it appeals to all, and I'm a Star Wars fan, not like a super fan, but I know it appeals to that crowd. But I was just looking today at the people that make an appearance. It's like a fashion show for Star Wars characters.
Oh my gosh, it so is.
Because it's like they do the little march from the battle from the launch bay to the stage, and that's probably stupid. And then they get up there on stage, and it's like, here's Darth Maul with his lightsaber flirting around, and then here, Boba Fett. Who cares?
He's using a fashionable red lightsaber in our show today.
This would not happen.
Versace.
Yeah. And what they do is they show like movie clips for 45 seconds or so, and then like Chewie will come out and do his rawr, or however you do it, and then he'll leave. Like, that's all it is. And at the end, all the characters are on stage together for one final pose. It's like, it's even cheaper than all the Frozen stuff they threw together.
That was my thought.
Out there with exactly. Boba Fett, with Chewbacca.
This feels like the way they just pieced all that Frozen stuff together and was like, we gotta have something. People like Star Wars. Let's just put the characters out there. Well, should we put any thought or anything behind? No. They just want to see them. There you go. I mean, they didn't even do. What, remember the old Star Wars weekends? What was that? The dance thing they used to do.
No, don't even get me started.
Yeah, but even that was better than this. At least that had substance and entertainment.
And it's funny because it looks like they put some money into the screen behind them and the stage and stuff. But then it's like, that's it. Like, after the show, I would have been like, what? What else is coming? Yeah. But speaking of closings, let's talk about one that I think made Jeremy much sadder than any of the ones we've talked about so far. And that is the final performance of Dream Along with Mickey in the Magic Kingdom.
Now, I am all about the circle of life, and I think that, you know, all good things must come to an end. And the show ran for 10 years. Don't get me wrong. I know it's time for a stage show, and I'm fine with that. But it was very tender, and I even texted Derek about this. The videos that I saw of the final performance and the curtain calls and Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Goofy all giving each other a hug before they exited, and it was all very sweet, you know. So
maybe I'm cynical today. I'm just in that mood. I'm just like, what's the big freaking deal? Like, they're going away forever or something. Like, it's the last episode. It's the last installment of Toy Story. They're not ever going to see each other again.
No, but it's not doing, that.
They're doing another show.
Yeah, they are. But the point is that this is something that a lot of people enjoyed on their trips over the last 10 years. That it was there on our first trip, you know, and we, you know, so we saw it. So
and that
you know.
In itself is a sad fact. The fact that it was there for 10 years, and I don't
not disagree.
I don't doubt for a minute that it was popular. Like, I understand that people liked it, but that's not why they kept it for 10 years. Before that, I looked this up. Castle stage shows, 4 to 5 years. Think Cinderella Bration from 2001, 2006. Before that, I don't even remember. But
again, I'm not disagreeing with you, but the point is, it was still something that was kind of, you know, the end of an era, if you would.
I had no attachment to it.
No.
Okay. Well,
every time I walked in the castle wanting to hear, every time I walked down Main Street, it's not going to change. Every time I walked down Main Street wanting to hear the Main Street music, it was just always, dreams come true. Shut up now.
And every time they shot off the fireworks at the end, no matter where you were in the park, everyone would look and be like, whoa, what just happened?
I'm sorry that you all hate dreams and happiness and those kind of things, so there you go.
But if you were a fan of that show, well, then, I'm sorry, and I do hate when people lose something they love. But hopefully what's coming this summer, the Royal Friendship Fair or whatever, hopefully it's even better and we'll get a whole new collection of fans.
Agreed.
All right, this was breaking on the Twitter this afternoon, right before we recorded, and this is pretty big news as far as pulling back the curtain of Disney, and that is Tom Sags, who is the current COO of the Disney Corporation, abruptly resigned today. And this is shocking because he's been with the company for 20-plus years, but also shocking because a lot of people believe that he would be the heir apparent to take over as CEO when Bob Iger resigned, which apparently a lot of people are speculating is in the near future. I think Iger's, from different sources I've read, he's getting older. He's not a young man anymore, and I think he wants to move towards retirement. And then other things I read said that he has political aspirations as well and would like to run for public office. So either way, it was kind of just out of the ordinary and out of the blue that he just up and left. They did not give a reason why. I was just scrolling through Twitter again, and the prevailing thought that a lot of people are sharing is that this all has to do with the mess that has become Shanghai Disneyland. And as you know, Harry Truman, the great president from the great state of Missouri, told us the buck stops here. So even though he may not be directly responsible for all those things as COO, when things get fouled up, he's ultimately the one to blame.
I'm sorry, what's fouled up?
Just the overspending that Shanghai has cost, the slow construction, the rushing to get it completed in time for opening. It's all been, I don't know if you followed this, but it's all been very hectic these last few, I guess, few weeks, month. People were talking about Shanghai. You've probably seen the hashtag Thanks Shanghai that's been floating around online. People sarcastically talking about all these closings and cutbacks in other parks and other parts of the company is because Shanghai has been way more expensive to build than they originally estimated. So a
it
lot of
it, like fans making up stories about why I don't see how that could possibly force him to resign.
Well, if something is supposed, a chief operating officer for a company is supposed to be in charge of the daily operations. He's the one that makes sure that the vision is carried out. And so if you're not carrying out the vision and doing your job within the boundaries that you're expected to, then yeah, they
don't know. There's too much positive hype about Shanghai Disneyland.
No, it makes total sense to me what you're saying, Jeremy, because I've heard more negative than positive. I mean, people are excited, sure. But as far as how it's affected the rest of the company, it really has taken a toll on other parts of the Disney company.
Yeah, from a business perspective and when it comes to the shareholders, and as we've stated on this podcast before, at its core, Disney is a company. Shanghai is kind of becoming a disaster. Tom Sags, he may be over at Universal soon. They seem to snatch up the Disney guys once they're gone. So.
I will say, I've been very pleased with Tom Sags and Bob Iger both, so that's just kind of a shame.
Yep.
Well, even though that was a whole list of bummer news, today's show is a lot more lighthearted than that. We're going to be talking about some funny moments in our top five list later, but first, we're going to play a Mad Chatter game.
Time for another Mad Chatter game! And now, here's your Mad Chatter host, Mad Chatter Jeremy!
Thank you very much. Thank you. So good to be back with another Mad Chatter game. And we have a special treat for you today. And we have two guest players that will be joining our regular players. So they are not strangers to those who are faithful listeners of the podcast, as they have both been on previously. So please welcome Brittany and Terry.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. And Brittany and Terry just got their first look at Steve. So we're all meeting each other
Steve.
Today.
That's right. He's a handsome devil.
I would not have put that face with that voice.
Most people don't. Anyways, if you remember, Terry was on previously. She talked about her experience at the American Idol. What was the name of that thing again?
American Experience.
Oh, yeah.
That. I thought it was more elaborate than that. My bad. And then Brittany was just on a couple of shows ago talking about her recent trip to Walt Disney World. What episode number was Terry on again, in case some of our newer listeners aren't familiar?
Early.
I want to say 10, because I've been asked that before.
Oh, way back in.
That's a throwback right there.
Very much so. We're very excited that they're joining us today, because we are going to play Disney Password. And so those of you who have seen the television show Password, it's very similar. Those of you who have no idea, you'll figure it out very quickly. So the teams are going to be Brittany and Matthew and Terry and Derek. And so let's decide who goes first in a very schoolyard manner. I'm going to write down a number between 1 and 10. Derek, take your pick.
5.
Matthew?
6.
And the number was 7. So
Price is righted you.
Okay, Matt's going to go first. I'm going to text you and Derek right now the word. So that way...
I'm supposed to get her to guess the word.
Yes, using only a one-word clue.
One at a time.
Yes. She has 5 seconds to guess after you say your word. If she does, or she doesn't have to guess, she can just be quiet, because you know the other team can hear, so it's to their advantage as well.
Okay.
All right, here comes the first word now. So whenever you're ready, Matt, your one word clue.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
5 seconds once I start? Oh.
Once you say,
I was like, that's two words.
So I'm like, gosh, I don't know.
All right.
I gotta get in the Disney mode.
My heart's racing for some reason. Here we go.
There's no money at stake. It's okay.
Tangled. Weapon.
Stop! You only get one word per chain.
Oh, I thought I'd just keep going.
That's infinite words.
Okay.
New word.
But I know that one now.
Guess it, just to see.
It's a frying pan.
Yes, very good.
Yes, that would have been correct. However, Matt cheated.
It's just because my daughter loves everything.
I honestly have never watched Password.
You don't say.
It's just one word.
Otherwise engaged when you were talking about it earlier. I thought you would describe it in detail on the show. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, here comes your next word.
Here we go.
Okay.
Greasy.
Time, Derek.
Shank.
Time, Matt.
Wow. I mean, a greasy shank.
Snack.
Time, Derek?
I feel like 5 seconds isn't enough.
It's very short. Bone.
I got it. Turkey leg.
Yeah!
Correct!
Sorry, I was still in Disney movie mode.
It's all right.
Good job.
Shake.
Like a pork shank. Yeah.
A tangled web.
Shank.
I'm thinking of prison. I was like, what is this?
My next clue was going to be foil. That might not have helped very much. I don't...
No, it would have. I already knew it once.
So
I
wouldn't knew it. Have.
Once
all
I didn't
you
got to
do is say tendons.
All right, Terry, your turn.
Okay.
You got the point. Your turn.
Okay, I've got the word. Aladdin.
Magic carpet.
Yes.
Shut up.
Well, no, no, I am going to object.
Oh. I'm gonna allow it.
Okay. I was going to say, well, now we know what it is.
Magic.
Sorry, I couldn't flying control carpet. My excitement.
What? Magic carpet.
It was flying yes. carpet, is what it was.
You got awesome. A whole word wrong. How is that right?
Well, because the minute they said object, you would have known what it is.
Not my problem.
I'm just saying. So here's the deal. We can just get around about the word, right?
It's the same thing.
It kind of yeah. seems like it, doesn't
okay.
it?
Written? So I could have said chicken leg. I could have gone with chicken leg.
Chicken, no, that's popcorn, completely different animal.
Cotton candy.
Actually, I let Terry go first, even though you guys got it right. Is that fine if the winner goes first? Or should we let
I thought that's what we do, I mean, I do anyway. Like it just naturally just goes back to okay. whoever's turn it's supposed to be.
I think actually going first is a disadvantage. It just happened to work
agreed.
Out that time.
Okay. I'm going to say the winner goes first, and that, since it is a little bit of a disadvantage. Okay, so Derek and Matt, here comes your word. And Derek, you start.
All right, Terry, here we go. Ship.
Huh.
Time, Matt.
My word, that's fast.
Barbossa.
Time, Derek.
Ebony.
Black pearl.
Yeah!
Correct. She got it. Good job.
Way to go.
Black ebony.
I'm just saying, I could have said something else.
Consequently, we also would have accepted ebony pearl.
Ebony diamond.
Yeah, why not?
All right, ladies, here comes your word. And Terry, you're up first whenever you're ready.
Transportation.
Monorail.
Yep.
Correct.
Good word. Good word.
I don't think going first is a disadvantage. I should have spoken up when I thought about it, but...
I mean, that's right. Cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. Game's dumb anyway.
I don't even like this game.
I don't even want to be here.
All right. Derek's turn.
Pinocchio.
Jiminy Cricket.
Matt?
Wand.
The fairy.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Notice how I made no response.
Yep, didn't say anything.
All right, since you're losing so bad, I'm going to give it to you. So.
Yeah. I'm about to say, if we take magic carpets, we'll take fairy.
Okay. All right.
Good job.
Sir. Thanks.
Tough crowd.
That
today.
Was a good clue, Matt. Well,
it was. That was a good clue. It made me know who she was, and then I didn't know her name. So when I figured that we just can say roundabouts, I'll describe what she was.
Yeah. Oh, flying lady.
That woman yeah. that
the
that,
magic woman.
The one that pats his head with that wand.
All right. Brittany's up, and ladies, you have your words, so whenever you're ready.
Gosh. Splash Mountain.
Burr, two words.
But that's one word, Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain.
All right, no, disqualification on that one. New word.
Was it Uncle Remus?
No, it's not.
No, it was Briar Patch.
You know, you go right into
it. I would have just said, just don't give him a guess and then let Terry go. But
Oh, that was a good rule that I should have done.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Thanks for speaking up 5 seconds too late. Okay, next word's coming. Remember, just one word, no matter how fast you say it together.
Sorry, Matthew. Oh.
I don't even...
Do your best.
I'm not watching. My eyes are closed.
Well, the collusion.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
imaginary.
Bing bong.
Dang it.
Yeah. What?
That was going to be the word.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Who's your friend that likes to play? We watch that all the time.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
Brittany was about to answer your question. Well, I have a friend named Jessica, and...
All right. And... Matthew's turn. Gentlemen, the word is on the way. Now, even if you don't know what it is, you can't collude.
I mean, I just feel like that last one you can't even, like, describe.
I wanted you to try, though. That's the comedy. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. You can't do this. Okay, hold on.
And this one I will not allow any, it's close. It has to be correct.
Spinner.
Teacups.
All right. Matt, Derek, I mean.
Dinosaur.
Matthew.
Three.
Derek.
This is so hard.
I can think of the first word.
Attraction.
I know. That doesn't help me.
All right, Matt.
Hold on. Before you say that word, let me review this in my head.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, just try it. Doesn't matter.
Dino Land.
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly where it is.
I mean,
Derek?
It
might be a thing.
Turn.
Matthew.
You need me to Google it.
Dreidel.
Huh. That's an interesting twist.
Derek.
I yield a light.
Man alive. Dizzy.
I hate this.
Matthew.
Kitty.
I know what it is.
Like K-I-D-D-I-E.
This is hard. Oh, cheater. Cheater is Googling Dinoland USA.
I don't know.
You still all right,
we're going to call this one a draw.
Triceratops what?
Spin.
Zuh!
And I was
Hey, look, the first clue I gave was spinner.
I know.
I didn't think it was that simple.
Oh, you did say spinner, didn't you?
But you know what? I didn't call shenanigans because I was going to say spinner too. Like, it didn't register that that's the same
right.
word.
Yeah, me either.
No. Okay. I wouldn't have got that.
Well, crap.
It's an adaptation of that word.
All right, ladies, here comes your word. And let's see, who went first last time? Matt?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
crap. I feel like I should go first.
Okay.
Is that
no,
all
I think
it takes
you should, yeah.
Go for it.
I didn't know it would be that easy. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Mary Poppins. Mary.
That is too...
She is a lady. You have to do first and last name.
No. You can know.
Mary.
I said that explicitly.
Poppins.
The rules.
Just let her, start with
Poppins.
Let's
start over. Let's start over.
Wait, no. So they don't get a guess, and now it's our turn, right? That's
yes,
the rule.
Yes, Terry, go.
Okay.
Poppins.
Okay. You should have... Okay.
No, she said Poppins.
Wait, I heard her say Poppins.
Terry, you could have said something different.
It should be so simple.
Brittany, your turn.
What a waste.
Yes.
What a waste.
Mary.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
All right. Terry.
Maria.
Nanny.
Brittany.
Uh-huh. Bring it. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Actress.
Julie Andrews.
There you go.
I got the Maria Sound of Music connection. I just, okay.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, here comes your word. Matt, you get to go first.
Poppins.
What?
Shut up.
Oh, my word. Jeremy, there's no way.
Hey, this is no a way. This is one of my favorites, okay?
I feel like you should have given swapped the way you've done these, but that's okay.
So they're giving us the ridiculously hard ones that we'll never know.
Oh, yeah. They should be giving clues for the hard ones. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Because we could have pulled out Julie Andrews.
Although, Triceratop. I was proud.
Thank you.
Alphabet.
All right, Derek?
Don't worry about it.
Not.
Tribe?
This is what you get for not paying attention in history class.
No, please, no. Shh. Stop. I'll explain later.
Alphabet tribe.
Matthew?
Epcot.
Derek?
Ancient.
Matthew.
Cuneiform. Cuneiform.
That's
sorry.
What I thought, that's what I thought she said. Yeah.
Derek.
That's good. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Ferb.
Aztec.
Do you know where I was going with that?
Go. Is it in...
Oh! I'm Matthew.
Phonics.
Swahili.
Derek.
People.
Phoenician.
Yeah!
Yes!
Sorry.
Sorry, that was the easy word, but it looked like she already knew it, so. Okay, I know they're not a tribe, but I couldn't say people group, or like, I didn't know what to say. So.
Tribe.
Culture.
Yeah. Nationality.
Yeah, okay,
ethnicity.
That was hard.
Very good.
Right?
That was ridiculous.
Like even if y'all gave us this, I would have been like, okay, oh.
All right, I gave them a hard one per your request.
Oh, I mean, my gosh. For reals?
Oh, no.
Just remember one word.
Okay, Terry, your first
round. Sam, go first? Okay. Designer?
Mary Blair?
Mm. Nope.
No.
Brittany?
Okay. I don't know where to go with this besides piercing.
Joe Rohde. Imagineer?
Nope. All right, Terry.
What?
Accessory.
Joe Rohde's earring.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Are you
kidding me?
Piercing was a good clue.
That's really unfortunate.
I call bunk on this whole thing.
Right, that's what, just a weird thing to describe as somebody's earring.
I give Joe Rohde.
Joe Rohde?
Good job, Jeremy. That was a good word.
All right, gentlemen, here comes your word. Derek, you're up first. We've got just a couple more here.
Okay. This is a great game, by the way.
This might be the first game that made me bitter. This is such a sham.
Okay, so I go first?
Because you have a crappy partner.
No, this whole, the rules, everything has just failed. The system has failed us.
You mean making up the rules as we go along? It's yeah, not yeah. the way to
like get my Bernie Sanders fingers out for you. The system has failed us.
Feel the burn, everybody. All right, Derek, you're up.
Okay. Listener.
Matthew.
Dipping.
Is this a real thing?
Scrotum.
What?
No!
What?
No!
A listener dipping.
Listen, do we want to win or be G-rated?
All right, Derek. Oh, I mean, Matthew.
Gosh.
Fan.
A teabagger.
Yes!
Oh.
Oh, man.
Scrotum for the win.
I originated that.
I would just like to say
the word.
Brittany.
Oh, yeah, I originated that.
the word. I would just like to say that Brittany originated it. Later in the same episode, without even knowing, Matt and Dustin said it. And then we had two listeners tweet us saying, well, you can count me that now.
Yeah. So our next t-shirts will be featuring a fun teabagger design.
Please tell the printer that.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, this is your last turn. Here comes your word now. So that means Brittany gets to go first.
This is worth 5 points.
Last word of the night.
Make it a million.
Terry, is this a thing?
Did you just string random words?
Did you just like put five words together, 6 words together?
Just do your best. Remember, these are Disney experts, so once they get a little nugget in their brain, they'll know what direction I'm moving in.
I mean, I feel like you're going to get it now that I know what it like... means.
No, sounds like.
I feel like you're going
to... You're going to have to just say a word.
Jungle.
Jungle Cruise Skipper.
All right. Terry.
Right.
H2O. Nope.
Brittany.
Okay. I want you to think outside the box.
One word.
But.
All right, Terry.
Cruise.
The backside of water?
Yes.
Nice. Correct.
That's it. Whatever that. H that means.
Whatever the H2O that means.
All right, Steve, take us out.
Well, with a final score of 7-4, congratulations, Derek and Terry! You have won another Mad Cheddar game! Join us next time. Same Mad Cheddar time, same Mad Cheddar podcast, same Mad Cheddar fun!
If you've been listening to our show for any amount of time, you know that we enjoy a good laugh every now and then. And that's what this week's episode is going to be all about. Things that Disney has done that made us laugh. Maybe it's a scene from a movie or an attraction or really anything in the Disney universe that made us LOL. So on today's show, we're going to do a top 5 list and we're going to do our top 5 laugh out loud Disney moments. And since Terry and Brittany so graciously joined us for that wonderful game, they're going to join us for this as well. So you're going to get top 5 lists. Yay, indeed. So
you better go clear your batter and
clear that batter and go make that cake.
Take two. You better go clear your bladder and hang on to your bowels because it's going to be a chuckle fest up in here.
Mm. Wow.
Line not as funny as I thought it was.
No, it is. Sure.
We made a lot of room for that.
I like the batter line better. Okay. Without further ado, Matt, you want to go first?
Yeah, I do. My list is truly things at Disney parks and movies that have or still make me laugh out loud. Not just like get happy or giddy, but I laugh out loud for whatever reason. And that doesn't sometimes communicate, but just understand that when I see these things, they literally make me laugh. And number 5 on this, on my list, is Reflections of China at Epcot. Has anyone here ever seen it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. I have not.
I'm a nerd.
That's true. Terry walks around World Showcase 3 times when she goes to...
True story.
When the host comes up on the screen, it's just one of those moments where you're just like, no, they can't do this. Because it was made in the 80s. And the guy comes up, and I'm serious, he looks like he walked right off of like a 60s, 70s, like kung fu movie. And like he's the wise sage master that's going to tell you how to do your karate stuff, right? And it's like, no. Good. Okay, here it is. For those of you that can't see, I'm showing some footage of the dude as he walks towards you at the Great Wall of China.
In a kimono.
Yeah,
with
it's like,
not a kimono.
This is high China.
It's China.
Like, no. I was going to say, kimonos are Japanese, Jeremy. Okay, well, now I have to see that next time I go. Okay, my number 5 is the Disney GIF app. I don't know if any of you use this, but sometimes I'm not even texting someone and I'll just like scroll through the app because they really do pick the best GIF moments from Disney movies that really aren't even funny when you watch it in the movie, but seeing it as a GIF is hilarious. Okay, and my favorite one you may have seen is from Winnie the Pooh. And he's sitting at the table and he's got like a knife in one hand and a fork in the other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? And he's like swaying back and forth.
He's like yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, give me my dinner. Where is it? I text that all the time when I'm like, we're going to dinner. I'm hungry.
That's a funny little scene.
So if you do not have the Disney GIF app, I do not work for Disney and do not make money off of this advertisement. But it really does give me endless entertainment. I just wish they would take off, like, the High School Musical and Girl Meets World gifts. I'm like, I don't need this, but it's all right.
My number 5 comes to us from the parks, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about as soon as I say it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I love that idea.
I thought of that.
Every time I see the Rock and Roller Coaster pre-show, it is unintentionally hilarious how bad the acting is.
Yeah.
In that scene,
and even so from
Steven
lady.
Tyler trying, yes, it's like they drug her down. Like she's an accomplished actress. She was on an Emmy-winning sitcom. I forget the guy's name, the other band member. But even when he's like, "Hey, can you grab my Black Les Paul?" Like, could you do that with any less enthusiasm and charisma? And like, you're a rock star. You perform every
night. Then. The dude comes up and, like, pats him on the back to tell him, yeah, I'll get it. He's like, yeah, I'll get it.
That's natural.
Yeah.
So,
like, in real life, you'd be like, don't touch me. You work for me. Go get my guitar.
The whole pre-show is just laughably awkward. So, there you go.
It's lovable.
Mine segues right in with Rock and Roller Coaster, oddly enough. And it's a story, so it's not really... But it was really funny. It makes me laugh. But it's going to be one of those things that makes nobody else laugh. The last time I rode Rock and Roller Coaster, I was with my mother, who has to wear bifocals. And as we are on the ride, and the ride takes off, I see her glasses mysteriously just float in front of her face, and they seem to hang there for just a few seconds. And in the best ninja move I've ever seen, she reached out and grabbed them with one hand and was able to save them. And it was the most phenomenal thing. So that's my...
frozen time.
Exactly. That makes me chuckle every time I think about Rock and Roller Coaster.
It sounds so epic, except it was, like, glasses.
Yeah, it was glasses. It would have been cooler if it was...
like a ninja
cooler.
Star.
I don't know. A ninja star, yes.
Yeah, a ninja star.
If she was also dressed like the guy from the China video.
That yes!
How
epic.
Did you know?
Okay, so I'll start with, I guess my number 5. They're really not going to go in order of like the funniest, I guess, is it's just the scene, and it's the one of the movies I hate the most. And it's Hercules. I really don't like Hercules. You can say it out loud. I know. You like Hercules. Okay. I just don't like Hercules very much.
No, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. But I love the scene. Like it makes me laugh thinking about it when Hades gets, like, so enraged. And then that little thing the pain or
pain and panic.
Pain and panic is sipping on his Strongos. I don't know why, but like it makes me laugh every time because Hades is just so angry. He says, and it just, I don't know why, but that's my face. That's a moment that actually made me do more than not enough to make me want to watch Hercules over and over and over, though.
Yeah. All right. Do you want me to go first for number four? We can all switch it up.
Sure.
Okay. So my number four, just in general, is the character Boo from Monsters, Inc. Like, I remember the first time I saw this movie and being like, this child is the most... Like, she's not even real. How did they animate someone so freaking adorable?
It's Miller.
It's Brittany's daughter.
Yes, she does actually look like Boo.
She does.
And when we were at the laugh thing, the Mike Wazowski laugh thing, yeah. I was with some people from church, but we did meet there. But we just happened to be there, and all the kids made Miller say Mike Wazowski, and
it was pretty cute.
That's adorable.
That is adorable. But Boo, I'm telling you, like, everything she does makes me laugh. Like, I love when Sully is throwing her the Cheerios, and she's like, ah! And she opens her mouth. And then, like, Mike says something like, she's a crazy monster or something. And that's when she puts on the helmet and she can't... Or no, that's when she, like, spins around and is like, and then she falls over. And then she puts on the helmet and can't see and, like, crashes into a locker. Like, everything she does... She has a lot of gifts on the GIF app because she... Just her facial expressions. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before, but at Halloween when she has her... I think it's a Halloween something. She...
No, it was in one of the parades. Okay. Pixar Place Parade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It's the character costume of a little girl in the monster costume with, like, the eye that hangs over her head. Like, it is the most adorable costume.
I love it.
I just can't see her without just getting this huge grin on my face. So,
yeah.
So cute.
Mm. Okay, my number four is a line from Beauty and the Beast that always makes me chuckle. And that is, the Beast is realizing he has feelings for Belle. And he wants to do something for her. And so he says that to Cogsworth. And Cogsworth says, well, there's the usual. Flowers, chocolates, promises you don't intend to keep. And I just feel like that's funny. And Cogsworth really has his finger there on the pulse of dating and relationships in the modern day.
Good call.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Good call.
Indeed.
For being, 16th century France? You know, he was really up with the times. He was ahead of his time, actually.
And he was a clock.
And he was...
I knew Jeremy would appreciate
yes! it. It was right there the whole time. How'd I miss that?
I don't know.
Very good, Terry. That's why you're on the show. Very good.
Okay, when do you girls go?
Okay, mine is a... really just an inside joke with me and my best friend, but Mulan came out when we were in high school, and so Mushu's line about at the end of the movie where he's crying, getting all teary, and he looks up and he was like, my baby's all grown up and saving China. Me and my best friend to this day will still say that about each other whenever we're really proud of each other for something. My baby's all grown up and saving China. So
that's a good one.
I would normally roll my eyes at Eddie Murphy in most things, but he's perfect
perfect as Mushu.
No, he was great.
When he does the little black preacher thing and they got the organ playing in the background and stuff, that's a great part.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that film, Eddie Murphy was kind of on the way out. He hasn't made a good film since Mulan and Shrek. Well, all the Shrek movies, but he really kind of tapped into his core right there with Mushu and Donkey as far as the last good Eddie Murphy roles. That when they do the montage of his life when he dies, that's where it will end.
with Mushu. Yeah, so. Absolutely. My number four was just Mulan in general, but I don't think it was, Mulan in general. I think it's Mushu in general. I don't think there's anything, honestly, that he's ever said, that he says that isn't just fantastic and funny. I just, when he's, dishonor on your cow, he starts naming all, dishonor on your family, dishonor on your cow, and he just starts naming it off. I love that.
And then when he says, and in the morning, I'm making waffles. I'm just kidding. all of the voices are, combining in my head. But,
I have to go home and watch Mulan.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
It is so good.
Mine is also from two Disney films. and I have to combine these because they're so similar in these moments, and that is Spoonful of Sugar and the Bedknobs and Broomsticks scene where they're singing the little Traguna McCoydies and Tricorum Sadus D, that song. Mm-hmm. Those two scenes, when everything just starts going crazy, because it happens in both of them. In Spoonful of Sugar, and the drawers are opening and closing, and they put Michael in the closet, and the door shut on him, and toy soldiers are going crazy. And then in the other one, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, all the, you know, all the shoes and the pants and stuff are twirling around, kicking people in the fanny, and it's they're funny scenes. I can't get through either one of them without laughing.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. They're good. But I feel like some of these are like, I feel like one of mine, you're just gonna be like, okay.
No, it's okay. If it makes you laugh, that's all that matters.
That's right. That is. You do you, Brittany. You do you.
Do me, boo boo.
My number three comes to us from the park, so I'm just gonna go ahead and sing the line. Blood on the saddle, blood on the ground,
boom.
Blood on the saddle,
boom.
Blood all around. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's quite the right word, but every time Big Al comes out, he just looks so. Like, you just want to give him a hug. You know, he's so, like, dopey and fat. And
he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he looked like he'd be a good hugger. And sure. So you just, and then he sings that goofy song. And I was singing that one day in the office, and my boss was like, what are you singing? Some song about hemorrhoids? And I was like, oh, I never thought about it that way. Huh. Anyways, Big Al never fails to make me chuckle at the Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, especially in the finale when they're all singing the other song. Yeah. And he's still singing that one.
He just shows up. He don't care.
No, that's my one song. I'm going to sing it.
I'm not a fan.
Derek is not impressed. Derek is my LOL moment right now. His face is my LOL moment.
Hey, we're not asking you to stand in judgment. This is not debates.
I will say the only thing about it that makes me laugh is when Matt now talks about the hand dripping. Someone's dripping.
Yes.
Someone's
leaking. But it's not Al.
All the fluid.
Al has it together.
Yeah, he's got his crap together.
Mine's in the park as well, or it was in the park at one point in time for a short period of time, but near the American Pavilion and World Showcase, you know, there's that theater, that little amphitheater place thingy. I don't remember what it's called.
Where?
American Garden
Theater.
Yeah, that one. I just remember walking by, and there's a band playing, and so I stopped to look at the sign to see the name of the band, and it was a U2 cover band entitled To You, and it just made me laugh out loud, because it was the best thing ever.
Fantastic. Are you guys Hanson fans? Or you are, maybe?
I like Brittany? Hanson. Yeah, I mean, I'm not as diehard, but, like,
okay.
I do like and I do still listen to them.
Because I feel like Hanson's there a lot.
Hanson's there a lot?
For the Eat to the Beat series that happens every summer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's no.
They're that big.
Nice.
They perform right in front of To You.
To You. Are you sure they're not Manson?
Oh.
Yeah. Or Handsome?
Handsome.
Oh, handsome. Yeah. No. No good.
Is this thing on?
I got a really tough crowd tonight, but you know.
My number three, I guess I'll do in the park, and it's really not a funny thing. It's just like, okay, so we rode, like, in Magic Kingdom, it was our first day, and we rode dark rides all day long for Miller, because that's what she can do. And finally, when she left the park with my parents.
I was like, by herself.
When we asked that cast member to take her back and trusted them to get her there safely. That was our magic band. We rode Big Thunder Mountain, and like, it was like so fast that we laughed so hard the entire, we were just so happy not to be on a dark ride, and we laughed so hard, and we had to ride it again because both of us were like, what was that ride even about? We didn't even look at anything. I was like, oh, we didn't look at anything. And we just laughed. That's it. It's not like
a that's okay. Because it's not my list, but I thought of Expedition Everest.
Yes, like, it was gonna be that too. Like it just
spoiler,
makes you laugh.
But like when you go backwards and you get G-force going
on. Yes, you have no clue you're gonna go backwards. Like,
I giggle every time.
I didn't know we were gonna go backwards. Oh, well, I knew we were gonna. I mean, like we're not gonna go forwards. But I thought it would be like the same track that it was. Like it was like, oh, well, that's cute. It's just gonna whip us right back around, and then it didn't, and we. The shocked look on both of our faces, like, where are we going? It was fantastic. Then we wrote it 3 times, and I got sick.
Oh.
In a row.
And the laughter stopped.
That was Chad's laugh out loud.
That was
Chad.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is also in the parks. This is kind of more of a personal story, but it is something that Disney did. This is the Great Movie Ride. And we've told the story before, but just like thinking about it as I was making this list was making me laugh out loud. And it was when you get to the Indiana Jones scene and we're all sitting there and, you know, the music really builds and there's all this talk about like the jewel and the curse and the music is like, oh, and there's like smoke. And then we're all just like, you know, staring. And I'm sure there are people who are writing it for the first time, like, oh, what's about to happen? And just as the music gets loud, like the smoke comes out and then that cast member comes out. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was straight. I think I'm probably going to over-exaggerate, but still, it was like, ta-da. Like, that's how he said it. And we were all like, no. I remember like bursting out laughing in his face. Because I watched it on YouTube today, and that cast member is like, ta-da, and the whole car claps. I don't even know if anyone clapped in our car, because it was like, ta-da.
He said ta-da. Did it.
It's like he was reading the script to himself exactly. On the toilet or something.
Like, ta-da, what is... Oh, ta-da. Ta-da. But he read it the first way.
I
oh,
have
it was
a
so
question
great.
About Great Movie Ride. It was, it wasn't working when we were there, so we didn't get to ride it. It's not, like, closed down forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because my mom is an over-exaggerator, and she was just telling someone the other day, I wanted to ride the Great Movie Ride, but I went up there and tried to get in line. They said it was closed indefinitely, and I said, Mom, it's not closed indefinitely. And she said, it's closed indefinitely. I'll never get to do it again. I said, Mom, I promise it's not closed indefinitely.
In her defense... 90% of the other things at Hollywood Studios are indefinitely.
But it was just like, it was so final, and I was like, it's not.
Well, they'll tell you, like on the day of, she might have heard the word indefinitely and thought that means forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for the day, maybe. Like, we don't know when it's going to reopen. That's right. Everything, because they don't want to tell people things and make them mad. My number 3 comes to us from an extinct... attraction, and that is River Country. And I'm going to just say all of the slides in River Country. The slides were not fun. They were not big slides. Well, now look, the little area where they had like the swimming pool, and they had this slide that was like half there, and like you slid halfway down and then you just dropped like 10 mm-hmm. feet into the water. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But over in the actual river freshwater swimming area, there was a couple of slides you had to have tubes for, and it was supposed to kind of recreate that kind of white water rock sliding kind of thing, and they were so lame that they were just funny. And I remember the last 2 times I went to River Country before it closed, riding those things, and every part of my body is jiggling because it's on this like rough ground, and it's like and the whole time I'm like spinning around in circles, everything's jiggling, and I'm like, ha, 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 this is so fun.
Oh my.
That kind of reminds me of when you and Derek rode together on the raft at on the one slide. What slide was that again?
Oh, yeah, the Crush and Gusher.
Crush and Gusher.
And was
never in
and
my
spinning.
Life, ever, except for that one time, has there been a person at the bottom of the attraction taking your picture.
That's great.
And we're kind of looking around like, oh, you didn't have to ride that together. Oh, okay. I'm going to pay $15 for that picture.
That's amazing.
Number 2. One of your girls go first this time.
I'll go first. And mine's not really that good. Because my number 1 is fantastic. My number 2 are the characters Timon and Pumbaa. And it's specifically when... I don't know the scene directly. But when Timon says, should I dress in drag and play the hula? And he, like, comes out with a hula skirt on. He's like, are you aching? What I love about it is that I loved it as a kid. And then when I saw it maybe, like, a year ago, and I was like, oh, they talk about dressing in drag in this child's show that I loved. And that's what I like.
It's all right.
I love it.
Yeah. They're comic relief in that movie for sure.
Yeah, yes. They're great.
It makes more sense when you remember that it's Nathan Lane as the voice of Timon as well.
Absolutely. Funny. Okay, so my number two comes to us from Disneyland. And I'm going to kind of combine two things together because they're both Pixar. They're both voiceovers of popular characters from Pixar films. And this is Mater's Junkyard Jamboree and Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train in both in Disney California Adventure. Now, Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train is just like straight up a kid's ride. Like, I've seen some people on Twitter kind of give hate on it, like, that ride's lame. It's not lame because Heimlich is a national treasure of the Pixar canon. And I wrote down some quotes because I didn't want to forget them. But okay, let's start with Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. Say what you will about Larry the Cable Guy, but as Mater, he is hilarious, I think. And the songs he sings are so funny. Like, there's that one that got stuck in our head that whole week, but it just says, like, welcome to Radiator Springs. And then he says it, like, 20 times. And then as you leave the attraction, he's like, did I mention welcome to Radiator Springs? If not, welcome. And then there's one, we never heard it, but I've heard it online, and every once in a while they'll play it. When he recorded these tracks, apparently, like, he forgot the words to that song, so the entire traction is the backup singer saying, welcome to Radio, and he's like, dadgum, 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 something, something. And I heard it online, and he goes, something, 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 dadgum, Cadillac! It makes no sense. Oh my gosh, it's so great. But then there's Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train, which you just have to hear in his accent. But he's like, hello, and then when you leave, he's like, I feel the same, and everything he says is so stupid, but it's so funny because it's Heimlich. And he says, Mama says carrots are good for my eyes, but I don't want to put carrots in my eyes. And then when he leaves, he's like, I miss you already. It's so great. Like, it's not even that fun of attraction, but I just sit there and laugh
the
whole time.
What nationality is Heimlich?
German.
Oh. He sounded Asian.
Heimlich. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to put carrots in my eyes.
He's from part of the Phoenician tribe.
Right. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Mine is just the whole initial chase scene in Monsters, Inc. in the restaurant when Boo gets loose.
Yes.
I don't know why, but it makes me laugh so hard. And then the scene, like, right after it where they're watching the news footage and there's the straight-up Southern stereotypical monster, like, describing Boo as if she were a tornado that ripped through a trailer park. And it is amazing.
Yes.
And that whole scene just makes me laugh, like, the watching these monsters just flip out over this adorable little child.
Yeah, because what's he say? He says something like, and then the alien shot lasers through his eyes. Something like that.
Shot him with the laser beams.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a great movie.
So good.
Yeah. Well, we're just reminiscing.
My number two is from Muppet Vision 3D, and that is when Rizzo comes out as Mickey Mouse during the pre-show, and he comes out and welcome to my park, and they're like, and they say something about Rizzo, what are you doing, and they're like, they're tourists, they won't even notice, and that just makes me laugh because I like Rizzo, I like his nonchalant sarcasm.
What's scary is how many people probably did not notice.
It's Mickey!
Yeah.
That show, I think, is too long, but the one-liners it has totally makes up for it. Because there are several like that. Like the, an epic 3-hour show? And then they're like, you've got 2.5 minutes. Oh! Yeah. But it does have a lot of good lines like that.
I'm just going to jump in right here with my number two, because it's from Muppet Vision 3D as well. And it is the finale. Not only what you just said leading up to it, and the a glorious whatever, a salute to all nations, but mostly America. But it's when I like those finales and things where just chaos ensues and everything is just blown to crap that's supposed to be so nice. And so, you know, Sam the Eagle's trying to make this very appropriate in the canons and it's 1812 overture. But what the Waldo, the stupid 3D thing, what is he? The spirit of 3D. He gets in there and he takes... Miss Piggy's standing up there. It's the Statue of Liberty and he swirls around her dress. And her dress falls off. And then the guy's stuck in the tuba and they're shooting each other with the arrows. It's just great. And it's the perfect song because right on cue, they start firing the cannons and it's a wonderful moment.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Muppet moment. It's very, it's full of Muppetivity.
Yeah. Muppetivity. Yes. All right.
Is it my turn for my, wait, is it number one now?
This is moment number one. Laugh out loud moment. Okay. Brady doesn't want to go first. Jeremy, you want to start us off?
Yeah. My number one is, really the whole attraction, but specifically a couple of lines, and that is O Canada film in Canada at Epcot, hosted, of course, by the incredible Martin Short. But there's several lines in there that make me chuckle, like at the end when he says, come to Canada, just exit the theater, take a left at that big ball, and tell him Marty sent you. Anyways, they're just kind of, you know, chuckle lines. But my favorite is at the beginning when... Martin Short is saying something about these people need to know about Canada from a true Canadian, someone who grew up in Canada, who loves Canada. And the narrator goes, is Celine Dion here? And it makes me laugh every time. And then when Martin Short says, what?
Matt said, I hate that.
I thought Martin Short said what? I was like, oh, that's a good moment. Go ahead, sorry.
And then when Martin Short says, no, I'm talking about me. And the narrator says, fine, I'll go to the France Pavilion where they appreciate a faceless narrator or whatever the line is. And anyways, those are funny lines.
I will say I like that show
30
times more than I expected to. It's a really good one.
Really
is.
We skipped it because Martin Short. I'm sorry. I don't really care for him. I don't care what any of y'all think.
Have you seen Father of the Bride?
I have seen... yes. I mean, I like Franck. Okay. I like him as Franck. But I just feel like lately when I see him, like, and I see him like on like interviews and stuff, he's just always on. It's like... Gosh, you're exhausting.
Well, I hope you all have enjoyed Brittany's last time on our podcast.
I'll end it with the funniest moment ever with Disney. I grouped it because I pretty much I had to pick four others because I only had like stuff from Emperor's New Groove. It is hands down my favorite Disney movie. I've seen it probably no less than 500 times. And
wow.
No, like... My cousin and I used to watch it, rewind it because it was on VHS, watch it again, rewind it. It's my favorite. I think it's terribly underrated. I think Kronk is hilarious. Yzma is hilarious. So, I don't feel like if I say the scene, I don't feel like it's going to come across
as
funny.
No, you have to.
Okay, well, I've got a few scenes for you guys as, I love it when Kronk is when they're chasing Kuzco, he and Yzma, and he comes into the tent and he goes, Yzma, like I can't do a Kronk. I can't do a Kronk.
That was a terrible Kronk.
Yzma, I'll do better. And she says, what? And she raises up with those night cream all over her face and those two cucumbers. And they fall down, and his horrified, he gasped, but the way he was like, is you can't even see it. You have to see it. It's just so funny because she's just so utterly terrifying. And then I love it. I showed Derek the scene earlier, but I love it when Kuzco, okay, I have it quoted down. Because when they finally catch Kuzco, or he travels back from the map before they do, anyway.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, by all means, it's not possible that they made it back. Anyways, right. It's just funny little things like that. But no, this is the one where like they've got him cornered, and Yzma's there, and he says, "I can't believe this is happening," and she says, "Can you believe
this, and she raises her skirt up, and they scream in horror. And she raises it up a little farther and reveals a dagger, and they go, oh, oh.
No, that part really does make me laugh. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, they get it. And then when Kronk, she throws that knife to Kronk, and he's debating whether to do it, and his shoulder angel and his shoulder devil pop up, and he starts talking to him, and then it cuts to Yzma, and he's just talking to nobody there, and she looks back at Kuzco and Pacha like, what's up with this guy? He's just talking to nobody. And they like shrug, like, I don't know. I just love stuff like that. I think it's the most clever Disney movie, in my opinion.
It is super witty. It really doesn't fit like that Disney gel. I think it's the type of humor that I don't know if kids would really.
Miller get. Is not, well, she's two, but she's interested in a lot of Disney stuff. I don't think she is. I think you have to, like, I think it's definitely written for an adult, right. I feel
well,
like.
Well, it came out, like, when we were teenagers.
Yes.
And I remember we all loved that movie.
Uh-huh. Like, obsessed.
Like, it was, yeah.
My Netflix name is Llama Face.
Uh-uh. So everyone look her up on Netflix.
Exactly. No, that still makes me laugh out loud. I love that movie.
I love Kronk making his own theme music, like, coming his own theme music and then stopping, like, he's a stuck record.
I told Brittany my favorite line was always when they walked across the bridge and he fell through and... You know, he's wanting his friend, I forget his friend's name, to save him. Yeah. And he's like, so it was all a lie? And he goes, yep. No, wait. Yeah, it was all a lie.
David Spade is the perfect Kuzco because he's just so dry and just, and all about me. I love Kuzco. Yeah. I have a Yzma doll, actually.
I think I was going to say, I have a crush on...
I have a crush on that llama, actually.
Okay, so yours is a movie. My number one is also a movie. And this is one that I saw in the theater twice, just because I was just, like, amazed at how genius and how funny it was. And this is Toy Story 2. I think it came out, like, within a year or two of Emperor's New Groove, so I must have just been at that age. Mm-hmm. But I remember the second time I went, like, I took a friend of mine. I was like, you have to see this movie. And I just got so much joy from finding him... Like, watching him laugh at all the same parts that made me laugh. But there were so many things about that movie. You think a sequel can't live up to the first one. But, like, they added Mrs. Potato Head. And she has so many great lines. Like, where she said, I'm going to pack a pair of your angry eyes, just in case. And then when they're trying to get out of the air vent, and Buzz is like, use your head. And then it cuts to them, like, trying, like, running, about to ram Rex into it to bust it open. And he's like, but I don't want to use my head. Yeah. I love everything. I remember laughing so hard when they're running through, like, the baggage claim and on Buzz Lightyear's butt is a sticker that says, like, Butte. I was like, that is so genius. Yes. Tour guide Barbie, she was another one. She
well, they're on the, when... Woody has just, you know, they're showing him all the records and all the antique stuff from his old show. And I think the record's playing Woody's Roundup. And, you know, Woody and Bullseye are on it, like, walking like a treadmill almost. Yeah. And Bullseye, like, goes over and slows it down. And who's the person that does Jesse's voice?
Joan Cusack.
Okay, she's like, oh, that's funny, Bullseye. It's just so long and drawn out.
You're right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Every day at my house. At least it's good stuff.
Yeah, I just, that movie is so genius to me.
I agree. I'll go ahead and do my number one because I don't want to end the show with it because I'm afraid that's funny. It's a family experience at the parks, but we did a family vacation to Disney World, I think when I was a sophomore in college, maybe the summer after my sophomore year, and we went to Blizzard Beach Water Park, and it wasn't very long after it opened. I am terrified of heights, but for some reason I let everybody talk me into going on Summit Plummet, which is crazy tall and high and, anyway. So we get up to the top, my younger sister promptly starts to chicken out. I am not far behind her in the chickening out process, but my mother, who
just decided to show us all up, goes, oh, just get out of my way, I'll go first. So as she gets up there and she's moved us all out of the way, she sits down, and as she is going down Summit Plummet, all the last thing we all hear is her going, Shay! It just trails off into the background. And then my father is behind us, basically shoving the rest of us down. Like, okay, just go. You just gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
And you're going, did you hear her, though?
Did you hear her? I think she died. That is my favorite Disney Park story to date. So.
I'm sure she's not the first one who said that.
I'm sure.
That slide. Oh my gosh, it's terrifying.
It is terrifying. You cannot. It's just straight down.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I did it in high school.
Oh.
I love
I remember sitting like at the top. It didn't matter how close to the edge I got. I still couldn't see the slide.
Is it really there or are you just trying to kill me?
That's like something you got to hold on to your bathing suit. Like you end up naked at the bottom.
Yeah, that bathing suit goes straight up.
Yes, it does. I hope nobody's down there taking a picture at the end.
Smile.
Here's a keepsake of your wedgies.
There's a lot of wedgies.
Just completely.
They should like empty you out. What if they like emptied you out into like a like a privacy tube? That's what they should do.
They should.
We'll give you a moment to gather your
Get all your crap back on. Pull it all down, honey.
Clean your bowel mess. And,
Oh my, yeah.
Oh, we get in on mine because mine's the best.
Yes.
Mine also involves a treacherous drop, and it's about 10 feet, and it's on Pirates of the Caribbean. And I love this ride so much.
I did not know that.
I mean, so much. And
Matt,
if there's
two things we know about Matt, it's that he loves pirates and his wife's name is Jessica.
He's married to Jessica. Absolutely.
But pirates. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. And every time I ride it, I'm first of all, just from getting in line. I mean, just from getting in line, I'm already like giddy as a schoolgirl, waiting on whatever schoolgirls wait on that would make them giddy. And so that drop is just like, it's so pathetic. I mean, it's like 10 feet. It really is. And it's nothing, but everybody screams. It's in the dark. And then immediately, you know, they kick up that music and you turn the corner and there's the big ship and the fog and the cannons. And man, it's just wonderful. And I can't help but just kind of smile.
I agree. No, you know what? I agree because when we went on it, I forgot how it went. And I didn't expect a drop. And when it dropped, I remember looking over at Chad and going, oh, it had a drop! And then you saw that ship and it's like beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it and really is.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It looks like the Titanic.
Shooting cannons.
Yeah.
If the Titanic had pirates.
I'm just saying, like, the night sky and the big.
That's why it sank.
I'm picturing like Barbossa is holding Captain Jack Sparrow there on the bow.
Yeah, yeah.
King of the world.
Never let go.
I'm flying, Captain. I'm flying.
Matt, I have to
say, draw me.
When we decided to do the top five laugh out loud moments, I was like, oh, here's a list that Pirates of the Caribbean will absolutely not make.
It wasn't like a challenge for me, like, oh, I got to sneak pirates on here somewhere. I was just like, yep, that's... Because every time I ride that blasted thing, I'm happy.
I do have a pirate's honorable mention, and that is, I always chuckle at the drunk pirate that's with the cat, and he's like, here, kitty, kitty. Yeah.
Oh, the other one, the bulbous one that's sitting in front of the barrel with Jack Sparrow in it. Listen, back in the day when it was a girl in the barrel and he was looking for her and he was asking, have you seen the wench or whatever? He says some colorful adult things that you got to go back and listen to that old soundtrack. He's like, I like to hoist me colors on the likes of her.
Oh my.
It's like, I think he gets himself worked up on the, he's like, ah, and he starts going, phew.
Wow.
Yeah, look it up. Look at that. That's some good old Mark Davis for you right there.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
That's the Disney you won't find in a tour guidebook. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
One of my life goals is to ride pirates with Matt.
I know. I was just saying, you need to get a Periscope when you guys are down there and like live stream him in getting his pirates on.
Sure.
Pirate colors.
Yeah.
Well, those moments certainly made me LOL. Thanks for sharing, guys. And of course, listeners, if you have moments that make you laugh from the Disney universe, send those our way. You can find us on Twitter at Mad Chatters. You can send emails to comments@madchatters.net. And you can also find us on Facebook. That does it for this week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Take a little time to find the magic in every day.
Look, Matt, I thought of you. Look at there. Big old glass.
Last week, hold on, I got tea making over here. Hold on. I had, last week I was listening. Every last one of us was, it wasn't like that kind, like when we talk, like, it was like when we were talking, our mouths were clicking. That and that kind of smacky.
Okay, well now I feel like I need water.
Now I feel so scared
okay,
too.
Can you go get us some.
Yeah,
I'll go. Do you want me to go grab
whichever one? They're in the fridge, obviously.
Matt, tell us what kind of tea you're drinking today.
Oh, we haven't done that in so long.
It's like episode 3.
I know. I just thought
that was one of my ideas.
Tea. That was our shtick for.
I liked that idea.
For like 6 episodes, then it was out. Then it was like no more tea.
It only works though.
We haven't gotten any emails about the lack of tea comments.
I was going to say that.
I'll email you about it.
All right, here we go.